From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. You wake up early one morning to make a meal to take to work, and then you forget it. Has this ever happened to you? Or you see your next-door neighbor, someone you know well, but you cannot remember his name. Your family doctor says it is nothing to worry about, just a part of getting old. While that is true, it might not be the whole story. At a conference 2 weeks ago, researchers said they now have proof that self-reported minor memory loss sometimes led to greater mental decline 6 years later. The Alzheimer's Association organized the event. Rebecca Amarillo is a neuropsychologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. She found that individuals who worried about their memory were more likely to suffer a loss of mental ability. Her research showed that such persons were likely to have a protein called beta amyloid in the brain. Beta amyloid is suspected of being at least partly involved with Alzheimer's disease. Evidence that the disease develops for an unknown period of time before experts recognize it is leading to a new area of study. It is called subjective cognitive decline. It involves people who sense that their memory and thinking skills are failing before others realize it. Experts want to inform the public that most people who worry about their mental decline do not develop dementia, the most common form of Alzheimer's. What they are experiencing is truly natural and normal aging. Ronald Peterson is a member of the Alzheimer's Association National Board. He says people should be tested if they fear they might have the disease. Dr. Peterson says it is important that subjective cognitive decline be recognized. In his words, it can be a wake-up call for doctors.
So the doctors do not dismiss somebody when they come in saying, gee, doc, my memory isn't quite what it used to be. Again, doesn't mean it's Alzheimer's disease, but it does suggest to the physician that he or she needs to ask a few more probing questions.
He says doctors might ask patients about other issues, like any medicines they are taking, and whether they suffer from anxiety, depression, or stress. He says all those things can cause changes in memory. At the same time, he says, memory loss could be an early sign of something more serious. Dr. Peterson describes the recognition of subjective cognitive decline as an important change that will help doctors identify who might be at risk. That way, when therapies are developed, the earlier doctors intervene, the more likely these treatments might be effective. Right now, there is no way to cure Alzheimer's disease. And that's the Health Report from VOA Learning English.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。